Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled Fractured Alliances. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1, The Catalyst. Samantha, Sam, Harrington stood on the cracked pavement outside the courthouse, her fingers clutching a faded photo of her brother, David. The sun's warm glow seemed cruelly indifferent to the storm brewing inside her. It had been a year since David's murder, a crime that had left her with more questions than answers. The police had ruled it a random act of violence, but Sam knew better. David had been no saint, but he wasn't reckless enough to get himself killed without a reason. Her fingers brushed over the edges of the photograph, her brother's carefree smile a painful reminder of what she'd lost. The truth was a puzzle with missing pieces, but one name kept surfacing: Vincent DeLuca. The whispers around town pointed to the cartel leader's involvement. If the police wouldn't act, she would. Sam slid the photo into her pocket and turned to her car. A plan had been brewing in her mind for weeks. She would find a way into the DeLuca cartel, but to do that, she needed to become someone else entirely. The idea was reckless, borderline suicidal, but it was the only way to uncover the truth. She had spent her career as a lawyer learning how to bend people to her will. Now, she'd use those same skills to tear the cartel apart from the inside. The old storage unit smelled of rust and mildew as Sam rifled through its contents. She had stored pieces of her past life here, a wig she'd used during a college prank, an old trench coat from her days in mock trials, and a stash of documents no one knew about. She pulled out a box labeled David's Stuff. Inside were items she had taken from his apartment after his death. A journal caught her attention. The leather cover was worn, and the pages were filled with David's messy handwriting. Flipping through it, Sam found fragments of his life she hadn't known, sketches of logos, a list of names, and cryptic notes like VD, Shipment Monday. Her stomach churned. The initials were unmistakable: Vincent DeLuca. Her brother had been investigating the cartel. That was his fatal mistake. Sam closed the journal and sat on the cold concrete floor, her mind racing. If David had gotten close enough to uncover this much, she could do the same. But unlike her brother, she had no intention of becoming a martyr. She would play their game and beat them at it. The transformation began the next morning. Sam stood in front of the mirror in her bathroom, scissors in hand. Her once shoulder-length brown hair fell in chunks into the sink. When she was done, her reflection revealed a woman she barely recognized. Short, jet-black hair framed her face, and a sharp red lipstick replaced her usual neutral tones. Her wardrobe received a similar overhaul. Out went the tailored pantsuits, and in came leather jackets, ripped jeans, and boots that exuded confidence and danger. She needed to look the part, someone the cartel would take seriously. But appearances weren't enough. She needed a backstory. Sam spent hours crafting her new identity, Samantha Cross, a disgraced lawyer turned fixer with a knack for getting people out of tight spots. She forged documents, created burner phones, and even set up a fake online profile with photoshopped images of her in high-stakes situations. By the time she was done, Samantha Cross felt as real as Samantha Harrington. The first step in her plan was to gain the cartel's attention. She started small, helping a low-level associate named Marco escape a DUI charge. The man had been sloppy, leaving behind a trail of evidence any competent prosecutor could use to bury him. Sam didn't just get the charges dropped. She made the arresting officer look incompetent in court, earning Marco's gratitude and a meeting with his boss. The meeting took place at a dimly lit bar on the outskirts of town. Marco introduced her to Elena Morales, the cartel's financial mastermind. Elena was everything Sam expected: calculating, sharp-eyed, and impossible to impress. Sam played her role perfectly, feigning disinterest while casually dropping hints about her skills. "You're good," Elena admitted after a tense hour of questioning. "But we don't trust outsiders." Sam leaned back in her chair, a sly smile curling her lips. "Trust is earned." Give me a chance, and I'll show you what I can do. Elena studied her for a long moment before nodding. We'll see. There's a situation that needs handling. If you're as good as you claim, you'll prove it. By the time Sam left the bar, her heart was racing. She had taken the first step into the lion's den. The task Elena assigned was straightforward on paper: recover a shipment of stolen cash before the thief could disappear. But Sam knew the real test wasn't retrieving the money. It was proving she could handle herself in the cartel's ruthless world. Her chance to manipulate had begun. Every move had to be calculated, every word carefully chosen. One slip, and she wouldn't just fail, she'd die. As she drove home, the weight of her mission settled over her. This was only the beginning, but the stakes couldn't be higher. David's voice echoed in her mind, a reminder of why she was doing this. For him. For justice. For revenge. The game was on. Sam spent the next 2 days preparing for her assignment. The target was a former cartel courier named Mateo Vargas, who had decided to skim off the top and run. He was last spotted in a seedy motel on the outskirts of the city, a place where lowlifes went to disappear. Elena hadn't provided much else, intentionally. It was another test. Sam had to show resourcefulness and ingenuity, qualities the cartel valued more than brute strength. In her apartment, she spread out a map of the city, marking the motel's location with a red X. Her laptop was open to an encrypted messaging app, where Marco had sent her vague details about Mateo's habits, a penchant for alcohol, a weakness for women, and a temper that flared easily. Sam smiled. These were all buttons she could push. The motel was every bit as grimy as she'd expected. Faded neon lights buzzed overhead, and the air reeked of cigarette smoke and cheap liquor. Sam stepped into the lobby, her boots clicking against the cracked tile floor. The clerk barely glanced up from his TV as she slid a $100 bill across the counter. Room 23, he muttered, pocketing the cash without question. Sam nodded, pulling her jacket tighter around her. She made her way to the room, her heart pounding with a mix of fear and adrenaline. Outside the door, she paused, listening. Faint music played inside, accompanied by the occasional clink of glass. Mateo was there, likely drunk.
Perfect.
She knocked, three sharp raps. Who is it? A slurred voice called. Delivery, Sam replied, disguising her voice to sound casual and indifferent. The door cracked open, and Mateo peered out, his bloodshot eyes narrowing in suspicion. I didn't order anything. Sam didn't hesitate. She shoved the door open, catching Mateo off guard. Before he could react, she had him pinned against the wall, a knife pressed to his throat. Let's skip the introductions, she said coldly. I know who you are and I know what you did. Here's the deal. You give me the money and I'll let you walk away. Try anything stupid and I'll make sure no one ever finds what's left of you. Mateo's bravado crumbled almost instantly. He raised his hands, his voice trembling. Okay, okay. The money's in the closet. Good. Sam released him, keeping the knife in her hand as a warning. She moved to the closet and found a duffel bag stuffed with cash. A quick count confirmed it was all there. When she turned back to Mateo, he was inching toward a gun on the nightstand. Sam sighed, shaking her head. Wrong move, she said, throwing the knife. It embedded itself in the wall, mere inches from his hand. Mateo froze, his face pale. Sam leaned in close, her voice a low whisper. Tell Vincent I handled this for him. And if I ever see you again, I won't miss. She grabbed the duffel bag and walked out, leaving Mateo trembling in fear. Back at the bar, Sam handed the bag to Elena, who inspected its contents with a raised eyebrow. Efficient, Elena said, her tone grudgingly impressed. But efficiency isn't everything. Let's see how you handle yourself in more delicate situations. Sam smirked, masking the tension that coiled in her chest. Give me the chance and I'll deliver. Elena's lips curved into a smile, but it didn't reach her eyes. We'll see. That night, Sam sat alone in her apartment, nursing a glass of whiskey. The thrill of her success was tempered by the grim reality of what lay ahead. She had passed the first test, but she knew the stakes would only get higher. To survive, she would need to stay one step ahead of everyone, Vincent, Elena, and even herself. Her phone buzzed, pulling her from her thoughts. It was a message from Marco. Boss wants to meet. Tomorrow night. Be ready. Sam stared at the screen, her mind racing. A meeting with Vincent DeLuca. The man who had orchestrated her brother's death. The man she planned to destroy. Her hand tightened around the glass, and she whispered to the empty room. This is just the beginning. Chapter 2. Into the Lion's Den. The mansion was an imposing structure, perched on a hill overlooking the city. Its tall iron gates, flanked by armed guards, were a stark reminder that Vincent DeLuca's empire wasn't just built on wealth, it was fortified by fear. As Sam's car rolled up the driveway, her heart raced. The moment she had been preparing for was here, her first face-to-face meeting with the man who held all the answers and the power to end her life with a single command. Dressed in a tailored black suit, Sam looked every bit the part of a professional fixer. Her transformation into Samantha Cross was complete, but the stakes were higher now. Every move she made would be scrutinized. Every word weighed. One misstep could unravel her carefully constructed facade. The guards searched her car thoroughly before letting her pass. Sam maintained her composure, offering a faint smile to the gruff men who barely acknowledged her. Inside, the mansion was a blend of opulence and menace. Crystal chandeliers cast a cold light over marble floors, and the air smelled faintly of cigar smoke. The walls were adorned with expensive art, but Sam noticed the subtle signs of security everywhere, hidden cameras, reinforced doors, and men with guns stationed at strategic points. A man in a sharp gray suit approached her. "Miss Cross," he said, his voice clipped and formal. "Mr. DeLuca is expecting you. Follow me." Sam nodded, her heels clicking against the floor as she followed him through a maze of hallways. They stopped in front of a set of double doors. The man knocked once before opening them and gesturing for her to enter. Vincent DeLuca sat behind an enormous mahogany desk, his presence commanding even from a seated position. He was in his late 40s, with sharp features and piercing gray eyes that seemed to see straight through her. His suit was impeccably tailored, and a glass of amber liquid rested in his hand. "Miss Cross," he said, his voice smooth but laced with steel. "Have a seat." Sam walked to the chair opposite him, her every movement calculated to exude confidence. She sat, crossing her legs and meeting his gaze without flinching. "I've heard about your work," Vincent began, swirling his drink. "Efficient, discreet, and effective. Qualities I value." "I aim to please," Sam replied, her tone cool and professional. Vincent chuckled, though his eyes remained cold. "You handled Mateo Vargas well. Most people wouldn't have been able to recover that money without leaving a mess. You, however, kept it quiet." "Impressive." Sam inclined her head slightly. "I understand the importance of discretion, Mr. DeLuca. Problems should be solved, not multiplied."
"Indeed."
Vincent leaned back in his chair, studying her. "But I didn't ask you here to congratulate you. I need to know if I can trust you."
Sam's
mind sharpened. This was the moment she had anticipated, the test beneath the test. Trust wasn't something a man like Vincent DeLuca gave freely, and earning it would mean walking a tightrope of lies and truths. "I understand your hesitation," she said, her voice steady. "Trust is earned, not given. I wouldn't expect anything less from a man in your position." Vincent's lips curled into a faint smile. "You speak like a lawyer." "Old habits die hard," Sam replied smoothly. "But my actions will speak louder than my words. What do you need from me?" Vincent leaned forward, the playful gleam in his eyes replaced by a steely intensity. "There's a shipment coming in tomorrow night. High-value goods. I've received intel suggesting someone within my organization plans to intercept it." Sam's pulse quickened. An internal betrayal was fertile ground for manipulation, but it also meant navigating dangerous waters. "What's my role?" she asked, keeping her tone neutral. "You'll accompany my enforcer, Lucas Harper. You've met him, I believe." Sam nodded, recalling the broad-shouldered man from her earlier encounters. Lucky Harper, as some called him, was a blend of brute force and unexpected charm. He seemed loyal to Vincent, but loyalty in this world was a fluid concept. You'll watch, listen, and report, Vincent continued. Find out who the traitor is before they have a chance to act. And if it comes to it, I expect you to handle the situation. Sam hesitated just long enough to appear thoughtful. You're asking me to play detective? Vincent's gaze bore into her. I'm asking you to prove your worth. If you can't, you're of no use to me. The words hung heavy in the air, a thinly veiled threat that left no room for misinterpretation. Sam nodded slowly, her expression unreadable. I'll get it done. The setup. The warehouse where the shipment would arrive was a fortress of steel and concrete, surrounded by barbed wire and patrolled by armed guards. Sam arrived early with Lucas Harper, who seemed less than thrilled about having her as a partner. I don't like babysitting, he said bluntly as they exited the car. Sam smirked, brushing past him. Then don't. I can take care of myself. Lucky snorted, but there was a flicker of amusement in his eyes. We'll see. Inside, the air was thick with tension. Workers moved crates under the watchful eyes of Vincent's men, and every corner seemed to hum with the unspoken threat of violence. Sam scanned a room, cataloging faces and behaviors. She was looking for someone nervous, someone out of place. Lucky handed her a clipboard. Play it smart. Act like you're here to check inventory. If someone's up to no good, they'll slip. Sam raised an eyebrow. You think they'll slip in front of me? He shrugged. People do stupid things when they're scared. Sam took the clipboard and moved through the warehouse, pretending to inspect the crates. She struck up casual conversations with a few workers, probing gently for information. Most were tight-lipped, but one man, a wiry, fidgety type, stood out. He avoided her gaze and stumbled over his words when she questioned him about the shipment's schedule. Her instincts tingled. He wasn't the mastermind, but he knew something. The confrontation. Later that night, Sam cornered the man in a quiet corner of the warehouse. He flinched as she approached, his eyes darting around like a trapped animal. You seem nervous, Sam said, her voice low and calm. Something you want to tell me? I don't know what you mean, he stammered. Sam stepped closer, her presence looming. Here's the thing. I don't care what your reasons are. I care about results. Tell me what you know, and this stays between us. The man hesitated, sweat beading on his forehead. Finally, he broke. It's not me, he blurted. I swear, it's Carlos. He's been acting strange lately. Said something about getting out with a big score. Sam filed the name away, her mind already spinning with possibilities. Good choice, she said, stepping back. Now get out of here before I change my mind. The man fled, leaving Sam alone with her thoughts. Carlos. She didn't know him yet, but by tomorrow night, she would. The twist. When the shipment arrived, the warehouse buzzed with activity. Sam stayed close to Lucky, her eyes scanning the scene for any sign of trouble. The trucks rolled in, and workers began unloading crates. Then, chaos erupted. Gunfire echoed through the warehouse as masked assailants stormed in, taking out guards with ruthless efficiency. Sam dove behind a stack of crates, her mind racing. This wasn't just a theft, it was an ambush. Lucky pulled her down beside him, his gun drawn. Stay here. No chance, Sam said, grabbing a discarded pistol. If we don't act now, we lose everything. Together, they moved through the chaos, taking out attackers with precision. Sam's legal training had taught her to think several steps ahead, and she used that skill now, anticipating the attacker's moves and directing Lucky accordingly. When the dust settled, the attackers were either dead or fleeing, but the damage was done. Several crates were missing, and among the casualties was Carlos, the supposed traitor. Sam crouched beside his body, her mind racing. Carlos had been a scapegoat. Someone else had orchestrated this, someone far more dangerous. As Lucky pulled her to her feet, Sam's resolve hardened. She had passed Vincent's test, but the game was far from over. The real puppet master was still out there, and she intended to find them, no matter the cost. Chapter 3, Building Trust. The aftermath of the ambush was as chaotic as the attack itself. Bodies were cleared, blood was scrubbed from the concrete floors, and Vincent DeLuca's fury simmered beneath a calculated calm. Sam stood in his office once again, her posture composed despite the storm brewing around her. Vincent sat behind his desk, the room dimly lit except for the harsh glow of a desk lamp. Lucky stood nearby, his arms crossed, watching her with an unreadable expression. "You were there," Vincent said, his voice sharp. "What happened?" Sam chose her words carefully. The ambush was well coordinated. Someone inside gave them our schedule and layout. Carlos might have been involved, but if he was, he wasn't acting alone. Vincent leaned back in his chair, his steely gaze fixed on her. "You're suggesting this goes deeper?" "It has to," Sam replied. Carlos didn't have the intelligence or the resources to pull this off on his own. "Someone else is calling the shots." Vincent studied her for a long moment, the silence stretching thin. Then he nodded. "You've proven yourself useful, Miss Cross. But I need more than theories. I need results." "You'll get them," Sam said, her tone resolute. "But I'll need access, full access, to your operations. If there's a rat in your organization, I need to know every piece of the puzzle to find them." Vincent raised an eyebrow, a faint smirk tugging at his lips. "Bold request. And if I refuse?" Sam leaned forward slightly, meeting his gaze with unwavering confidence. "Then you're leaving the door open for another attack. I doubt your enemies will be so sloppy next time." The tension in the room crackled. "Finally," Vincent chuckled, though the sound was devoid of warmth. "You're either incredibly brave or incredibly foolish, Miss Cross. Either way, I'll grant your request for now. Don't make me regret it." A deeper dive. Sam's new role granted her unprecedented access to the inner workings of the DeLuca cartel. She spent hours poring over documents, analyzing shipment schedules, and interviewing key members of the organization. Her sharp mind and attention to detail earned her grudging respect from some, but suspicion lingered in others. Elena Morales, in particular, was less than welcoming. The financial mastermind watched Sam like a hawk, her piercing gaze a constant reminder that one misstep could unravel everything. "You're ambitious," Elena said one evening as they worked late in the cartel's operations center. "Ambition can be dangerous." Sam didn't look up from the ledger she was studying. "So can complacency." Elena's lips curved into a faint smile, but her eyes remained cold. "Touché. Just remember, trust is fragile in this business. Break it, and you won't live to regret it." Sam met her gaze evenly. "I'm here to help, not to break trust. For your sake, I hope that's true." The web tightens. As Sam delved deeper into the cartel's operations, she began to piece together the fragments of a larger conspiracy. There were discrepancies in the financial records, small, almost imperceptible amounts of money siphoned off over months. It was subtle enough to avoid detection, but Sam's sharp eye caught the pattern. Someone was embezzling from the cartel, and it was likely connected to the ambush. She brought her findings to Vincent, presenting them as a professional would in a courtroom. "These transactions are deliberate. Someone's been bleeding your account slowly, probably to fund their own agenda." Vincent's expression darkened. "Do you have a name?"
"Not yet," Sam admitted.
"But I'm getting close. I need more time." Vincent nodded, his jaw tight with tension. "Find them. And when you do, bring me proof. A dangerous ally." As Sam worked to uncover the traitor, her dynamic with Lucky began to shift. The enforcer's initial hostility softened as he saw her skills in action. One evening, after a long day of interrogations, they sat together in the warehouse, the tension between them less pronounced. "You're not what I expected," Lucky said, breaking the silence. Sam raised an eyebrow. "What did you expect? Someone like Elena?" Cold, calculating, a little dead inside. Sam smirked. "I'll take that as a compliment." Lucky chuckled, but his tone turned serious. "Be careful, Sam. This world chews people up and spits them out. Even the smart ones." Sam studied him for a moment, noting the genuine concern in his voice. "I can handle myself. I'm starting to believe that," Lucky said, leaning back against a crate. "But if you ever need someone to watch your back, you know where to find me." Sam nodded, a flicker of gratitude warming her chest. In a world where everyone was a potential enemy, having an ally, even a reluctant one, was a rare luxury. The unraveling. The breakthrough came late one night as Sam reviewed surveillance footage from the warehouse. A figure appeared in the grainy video, moving through the shadows with practiced ease. It was Elena. Sam's heart raced as she watched Elena meet with a man she didn't recognize. Their conversation was muted, but the body language was unmistakable. This was a clandestine meeting. When they parted, the man handed Elena a small envelope, which she tucked into her jacket before disappearing into the night. Sam leaned back in her chair, her mind racing. Elena was the rat, or at least she was part of the conspiracy. The question was why. She couldn't confront Elena directly. That would tip her hand and put her life at risk. Instead, she needed to gather more evidence, something irrefutable that she could bring to Vincent. The game was growing more dangerous by the minute, and Sam knew the stakes were higher than ever. If she made the wrong move now, she wouldn't live to make another. Chapter 4. The Web Titans. The dim glow of Sam's laptop cast eerie shadows across her apartment as she replayed the grainy footage for the 10th time. Elena's clandestine meeting was the first solid lead she had, but it wasn't enough. Confronting Vincent without concrete evidence was suicide. Her mind raced as she formulated a plan. She needed to follow the threads and see where they led. The setup. The next day, Sam arrived at the cartel's operations center with a calm demeanor that masked her inner turmoil. Elena was there, as sharp and composed as ever, giving orders to a group of underlings. Sam caught her eye and offered a faint smile. Elena nodded curtly, her expression unreadable. Sam's newfound access gave her the perfect excuse to linger in the operations center. She spent hours reviewing financial records, her real focus on Elena's movements. It wasn't long before she noticed a pattern. Elena frequently disappeared during key moments, always with a vague excuse. One evening, Sam intercepted a conversation between Elena and a courier about a special delivery. The courier's nervous tone piqued Sam's interest. She followed him discreetly, watching as he slipped into a black SUV and drove away. Sam didn't hesitate. She climbed into her car and tailed him, keeping a safe distance. The SUV led her to a rundown building on the outskirts of the city. It was the kind of place no one would look twice at, a perfect hideout. The investigation. Sam waited until the courier disappeared inside before slipping out of her car. The night was quiet, the air thick with tension as she crept toward the building. Through a broken window, she saw the courier talking to a man she didn't recognize. On a table between them was a briefcase, and from her vantage point, she saw stacks of cash and what looked like ledgers. Her heart pounded as she pulled out her phone and snapped several photos. The courier handed over the briefcase, and the man nodded in satisfaction before disappearing into the shadows. Sam retreated to her car, her mind racing. The briefcase was a smoking gun, but she needed more. The confrontation. The next day, Sam confronted Lucky in a rare moment of privacy. She decided to take a calculated risk, testing how far she could trust him. "I need your help," she said, her voice low. Lucky raised an eyebrow, leaning against a stack of crates. "With what?" "There's something going on with Elena," Sam said carefully. "I think she's skimming from the cartel." Lucky's expression darkened, but he didn't interrupt. Encouraged, Sam continued. "I've seen her meeting with people off the books. Last night, I followed one of her couriers. There's money and ledgers, something big." Lucky exhaled sharply, running a hand through his hair. "Do you have proof?" "Not enough," Sam admitted. "That's why I need you. If we work together, we can bring this to Vincent." Lucky hesitated, his loyalty to Vincent warring with his own instincts. Finally, he nodded. "All right. But if this backfires, it's on you. The break-in." Sam and Lucky devised a plan to infiltrate the building she had followed the courier to. Timing was critical. They needed to get in, gather evidence, and get out before anyone noticed. Lucky handled the logistics, arranging for a distraction to pull the building's guards away, while Sam prepared to search for the ledgers. The break-in went smoother than expected.
Sam's pulse raced as she rifled through the room, her hands shaking slightly as she opened drawers and cabinets. Finally, she found it, a ledger detailing months of financial discrepancies, names, dates, and amounts. She took photos of every page, her nerves taut as she worked quickly. The sound of footsteps outside the door made her freeze, but Lucky appeared a moment later, motioning for her to hurry. The fallout. Back at the cartel's headquarters, Sam and Lucky reviewed the evidence. The ledger confirmed their suspicions. Elena was funneling money to an unknown account and coordinating with outside players. But there was more. Sam spotted her brother's name in the ledger, listed as a payment recipient months before his death. Her breath caught in her throat as realization dawned. David hadn't just stumbled onto the cartel's secrets. He had been part of something much bigger. The implications were staggering, but Sam pushed her emotions aside. She couldn't afford to falter now. "We need to take this to Vincent," Lucky said, his voice firm. Sam nodded, her resolve hardening. "Let's do it." The meeting. Vincent's office was a pressure cooker of tension as Sam and Lucky laid out their findings. Sam presented the photos and ledger, her voice steady despite the storm of emotions roiling inside her. Vincent's expression darkened with every piece of evidence. When she finished, he leaned back in his chair, his fingers steepled. "This is disappointing," he said finally, his tone dangerously calm. "Do you believe us?" Lucky asked, his voice edged with defiance. Vincent's gaze shifted to Sam. "The evidence is compelling. But Elena is one of my most trusted people. Accusing her without hearing her side would be premature." Sam fought to keep her frustration in check. "If you bring her in, she'll cover her tracks. You know that." Vincent smirked faintly. "You're bold, Miss Cross. I like that. But I play a long game." He stood, his presence dominating the room. "Leave the evidence with me. I'll handle Elena." Sam and Lucky exchanged a glance, uneasy, with his calm demeanor. As they left the office, Sam couldn't shake the feeling that Vincent's definition of handling Elena might involve more bloodshed than justice. The fallout. That night, Sam lay awake, staring at the ceiling. The ledger's revelation about her brother gnawed at her. Had David been complicit in the cartel's crimes, or had he been playing a dangerous game, just like her? The answers felt closer than ever, but the cost of finding them was growing steeper by the day. Her phone buzzed, breaking the silence. It was a message from an unknown number. "You're digging too deep. Back off, or you'll regret it." Sam stared at the message, her chest tightening. The stakes had just been raised, and whoever was behind Elena's betrayal knew she was a threat. But Sam wasn't about to back down. The web was tightening, and she was determined to come out on top, no matter what it took. Chapter 5: Uncovering Secrets. The morning air carried a chill as Sam sat in her car, staring at the ledger on the passenger seat. Every page she had photographed was etched into her mind. Transactions, names, dates. It all pointed to Elena's betrayal. But what haunted her most was her brother's name, scribbled alongside a payment months before his death. Had David been a pawn in this game, or had he been complicit? The question gnawed at her, threatening to pull her focus away from the bigger picture. She couldn't afford distractions, not when she was so close to unraveling the cartel's secrets. Sam took a deep breath, steeling herself. She needed answers, and she knew exactly where to start. The interrogation. Elena Morales had built her reputation on control. Every move she made, every word she spoke, was calculated. That made her dangerous, but it also made her predictable. Sam knew that the best way to shake someone like Elena was to chip away at their confidence. The opportunity came later that day when Sam found Elena alone in the operations center. The usual bustling activity had died down, and the two women were the only ones left. Sam approached casually, a file folder in her hand. "Busy day?" she asked, her tone light. Elena glanced up, her expression cool. "Always. What do you need?" Sam placed the folder on the desk and slid it toward Elena. "Thought you might find this interesting." Elena opened the folder, her brow furrowing as she scanned the documents. Sam had included a mix of real and fabricated evidence, enough to plant doubt, but not enough to reveal her hand. "What am I looking at?" Elena asked, her tone sharp. Patterns, Sam replied, leaning against the desk. Unusual transactions. Discrepancies. Someone's been skimming from the cartel, and I'm trying to figure out who. Elena's eyes flicked to Sam, her expression unreadable. And you think it's me? Sam smiled faintly. If I thought it was you, we wouldn't be having this conversation. I'm just trying to understand the bigger picture. Elena closed the folder, her fingers drumming against the desk. Be careful where you point your suspicions, Cross. This isn't a game. Sam straightened, her smile fading. Neither is betrayal. For a moment, the tension between them crackled like a live wire. Then Elena stood, smoothing her jacket. If you're done, I have work to do. Sam watched her leave, her mind racing. The exchange had been a gamble, but she'd seen the flicker of uncertainty in Elena's eyes. It was a small victory, but in a game this dangerous, every advantage counted. A trail of clues. That evening, Sam returned to the rundown building she and Lucky had infiltrated. She needed to dig deeper into the operation Elena was running. The building was eerily quiet, its shadows stretching long in the fading light. Inside, she found what she was looking for, a hidden compartment beneath the floorboards. Inside were more ledgers, a stash of cash, and a burner phone. Sam pocketed the phone, her pulse quickening. If this phone contained messages or contacts, it could be the key to exposing Elena and possibly even Vincent. Back in her apartment, Sam powered up the phone and began scrolling through its contents. Most of the messages were cryptic, but one thread caught her attention. It was a series of exchanges between Elena and an unknown number, referencing shipments, payments, and a mysterious figure referred to only as the broker. The broker. The name sent a shiver down her spine. Whoever this was, they were pulling strings from the shadows, and they were powerful enough to make someone like Elena follow orders. The confrontation. The next day, Sam met with Lucky in a quiet corner of the warehouse. She showed him the burner phone and explained what she'd found. "This goes beyond Elena," she said. "There's someone else, the broker. They're orchestrating this." Lucky frowned, his jaw tightening. "And you think Vincent doesn't know?" "I don't know what Vincent knows," Sam admitted. "But if we bring this to him, we need to be sure. He's not the kind of man who forgives mistakes." Lucky nodded, his expression grim. "What's the plan?" "We keep digging," Sam said. "If we can trace these messages back to the broker, we'll have leverage. But we need to move fast. Elena's already suspicious. The breaking point." As Sam and Lucky worked together, the stakes grew higher. Elena's behavior became increasingly erratic, and it was clear she knew someone was onto her. One evening, Sam returned to her apartment to find the door slightly ajar. Her heart raced as she pushed it open, her hand on the gun she now carried at all times. Inside, the apartment was trashed. Papers were scattered, drawers pulled out, and her laptop was gone. Whoever had done this had been looking for something, and they'd wanted her to know it. Her phone buzzed with a message from an unknown number. "You're out of your depth. Walk away." Sam's hands tightened around the phone, her fear morphing into anger. She was close, too close for them to ignore. But instead of deterring her, the break-in only strengthened her resolve. If they wanted a fight, she'd give them one. The trap. Sam and Lucky devised a plan to flush out the broker. Using the burner phone, they sent a message posing as Elena, arranging a meeting to discuss urgent matters. The response came quickly, a time and place, deep in the industrial district. When the night arrived, Sam and Lucky staked out the location, watching as a sleek black car pulled up. A man stepped out, his features hidden by the shadows. Sam's breath caught as she recognized him from the surveillance footage, the same man who had handed Elena the envelope. The man entered the building, and Sam nodded to Lucky. "This is it. Stay close." They followed him inside, their movements silent. As they crept closer, they heard fragments of a conversation. The man was on the phone, speaking in low tones about shipments and a potential problem. Sam signaled to Lucky, and they moved to flank him. But as they stepped into the room, the man turned, a gun in his hand. "I was wondering when you'd show up," he said, his voice calm. "You've been digging where you don't belong." Sam's heart pounded as she raised her hands, her mind racing for a way out. The game had just entered its most dangerous phase, and one wrong move could end it all. Chapter 6, The Turning Point. The cold steel of the man's gun glinted under the dim industrial lights, its aim unwavering as it pointed at Sam's chest. Lucky, to her left, was frozen in place, his hand hovering near the concealed weapon at his hip. The air was thick with tension, and every second felt like a lifetime. Sam knew the man was assessing them, calculating their threat level. She couldn't afford to let him make that decision on his terms. "I don't belong here," she said, her voice steady despite her pounding heart. "Then maybe you should tell me who does. Or are you going to shoot us and leave even more questions behind for your bosses to answer?" The man's lips twitched in what might have been amusement or disdain. "You're bold, I'll give you that. But you've stepped into a world you don't understand. This isn't your fight." Sam tilted her head slightly, taking a calculated risk. "Isn't it? Because it seems to me like your operation is falling apart. If you had everything under control, you wouldn't be here cleaning up Elena's mess." The man's expression hardened at the mention of Elena's name, and Sam knew she had struck a nerve. She kept going. "Let me guess, she got sloppy, and now you're trying to tie up loose ends before Vincent finds out. But here's the problem. I'm not a loose end. I'm a resource." "A resource?" the man echoed, his tone skeptical. Sam took a small step forward, her hand still raised. "You think I haven't noticed the cracks in the cartel? The ambush, the missing money, the power plays? You're trying to hold it together, but you can't do it alone. I can help." The man's grip on the gun loosened slightly, his brow furrowing as he considered her words. Behind him, Lucky's fingers brushed against the hilt of his weapon, but Sam gave a subtle shake of her head. "Not yet." "And why would I trust you?" the man asked. "You don't have to trust me," Sam said smoothly. "You just have to see the value in keeping me alive. I know things Elena doesn't. I can give you an edge. But if you kill me, you'll never know what I could have offered." The man's eyes narrowed, and for a moment, Sam thought he might pull the trigger. Then, slowly, he lowered the gun. "You've got 2 minutes to convince me you're worth keeping alive," he said. "The deal." Sam took a deep breath, the adrenaline coursing through her veins as she stepped into the lion's den once more. "Here's the truth," she began. "Elena's been skimming from Vincent for months, funneling the money into an offshore account. I have the records to prove it, and I know that she's not acting alone." The man's expression didn't change, but she caught the flicker of interest in his eyes.
"Go on," he said.
"Elena isn't just stealing money. She's destabilizing the cartel. The ambush wasn't just a robbery. It was a power play. Someone's feeding her intel, and that someone is closer to Vincent than he realizes. I can help you figure out who." The man crossed his arms, his gaze skeptical. "And why would you do that?" "Because I'm loyal to results, not people," Sam replied. "I have no love for Elena or her ambitions. But I do respect order, and right now, your operation is on the verge of chaos. I can help you restore balance." For a long moment, the man said nothing. Then he nodded, tucking his gun back into his holster. "You've got my attention, Miss Cross. But if you're lying to me, I'll make sure your death is slow." Sam smiled faintly, though her heart was still racing. "Fair enough. But you'll find I'm very good at keeping my promises." The tension builds. As Sam and Lucky walked back to their car, the silence between them was heavy. Finally, Lucky spoke. "What the hell was that?" he demanded. "You just made a deal with the devil." "I made a deal to buy us time," Sam shot back. "That man is our best lead to finding the broker. If we can figure out who's pulling the strings, we can stop this before it spirals out of control. And if he decides you're more useful dead than alive." Sam met his gaze, her expression unwavering. "Then I'll deal with it. But right now, we don't have a choice." Lucky shook his head, muttering a curse under his breath. "You're playing a dangerous game, Sam." "I know," she said quietly. "But it's the only game we've got. The reveal." Over the next few days, Sam worked to solidify her position with the man she had come to know as Adrian Kane, a key player in the broker's network. Adrian was cautious, but intrigued by her resourcefulness, and he began feeding her small pieces of information, breadcrumbs that hinted at a larger conspiracy within the cartel. Through careful manipulation, Sam learned that the broker wasn't just an outside player. They were someone deeply embedded in the cartel's leadership. The realization sent a chill down her spine. If the broker was as powerful as Adrian suggested, then Sam's mission had just become infinitely more dangerous. Her suspicions about Vincent also began to grow. He was too calm, too calculated in his responses to the chaos unfolding around him. Was he unaware of the betrayal in his ranks, or was he complicit in it? The question loomed over her, driving her deeper into the labyrinth of lies and half-truths. The turning point. The chapter culminates in a dramatic confrontation between Sam and Elena. Armed with the evidence she has gathered, Sam corners Elena in a secluded part of the operations center, her voice low and deadly. "You've been playing a dangerous game," Sam said, holding up the burner phone. "And now I have the proof." Elena's eyes flashed with anger, but there was no fear. "You think you're untouchable, don't you? You have no idea who you're dealing with."
"Neither do you," Sam replied.
"But here's the difference. I'm still standing. You're running out of allies." The tension between them was palpable, the air thick with unspoken threats. As Sam walked away, she knew the confrontation had marked a turning point. The game was no longer about survival, it was about winning. And she intended to come out on top. Chapter 7. The Betrayal. Sam had expected many things in her time with the cartel: violence, deceit, and constant danger, but nothing prepared her for the sharp sting of betrayal that would come next. As she sat in her car, hidden in the shadows of an abandoned industrial lot, she replayed the events of the past few days in her mind. The burner phone, the ledgers, and Adrian Kane's cryptic warnings had all led to this moment. She was on the verge of uncovering the broker's identity, but the cost of the truth was proving to be steep. Her phone buzzed on the seat beside her. She glanced at the screen and saw Lucky's name. "Lucky. Warehouse.
Now.
Urgent." Sam's stomach twisted. The message was short, abrupt, completely out of character for Lucky. Something was wrong, but she didn't have the luxury of hesitating. She started the engine and drove, her mind racing. If Lucky was in trouble, it meant she was running out of time to secure her place in this deadly game. The setup. The warehouse was eerily quiet when Sam arrived. The usual activity, guards patrolling, workers unloading crates, was nowhere to be seen. Her instincts screamed at her to leave, but she couldn't abandon Lucky. Gripping the gun tucked into her waistband, she stepped inside, her senses on high alert. "Lucky," she called out, her voice low but firm. The sound of footsteps echoed from the far end of the warehouse. Sam turned toward the noise, her hand hovering near her weapon. A moment later, Lucky appeared, his face grim.
"We need to talk," he said.
Sam frowned, her grip on the gun tightening. "What's going on? Where is everyone?" Lucky didn't answer. Instead, he motioned for her to follow. They moved deeper into the warehouse, the dim light casting long shadows on the walls. When they stopped, Sam saw what he had brought her to see: a table covered in documents, ledgers, and photos. "What is this?" she asked, stepping closer.
"Proof," Lucky said.
"You were right about Elena. She's been working with someone high up in the cartel. But it's worse than we thought." Sam picked up one of the photos. It showed Elena meeting with Adrian Kane, the man Sam had been working with to uncover the broker. Her stomach churned. Elena wasn't just skimming from the cartel. She was deeply embedded in the broker's network. Before she could process the implications, a new voice cut through the air. "Clever, but not clever enough." Sam froze, her blood running cold. She turned to see Elena stepping out of the shadows, flanked by armed men. Her lips curved into a smile that didn't reach her eyes. "You really thought you could outplay me?" Elena said, her tone mocking. "I'll admit, you've been a thorn in my side. But every game has its limits." Lucky stepped in front of Sam, his gun drawn. "You don't want to do this, Elena." Elena's smile widened. "You think you're in a position to negotiate? Drop the gun, Lucky. Or I'll make sure she dies first. The double cross." Sam's mind raced as she tried to assess the situation. Elena had anticipated her moves, setting a trap that Sam had walked straight into. But Elena didn't know everything. She didn't know about Adrian Kane's growing doubts about her loyalty or the backup plan Sam had put in place.
Lucky, Sam said quietly, her voice steady.
Do it.
Lucky hesitated for a moment before lowering his gun. The armed men moved in, confiscating their weapons. Elena's smile grew triumphant.
You've been a nuisance, Elena said, walking toward Sam.
But now it's over. The broker sends their regards. The mention of the broker sent a chill down Sam's spine, but she didn't let her fear show. Instead, she met Elena's gaze with cold defiance.
Do you really think the broker cares about you?
Sam said.
You're a pawn, Elena.
Just like everyone else. When you're no longer useful, you'll end up just like Carlos. Elena's expression darkened, but before she could respond, the sound of tires screeching outside broke the tension. A moment later, the warehouse doors burst open and a group of masked men stormed in, guns blazing. Sam hit the ground, pulling Lucky down with her as bullets tore through the air. Chaos erupted as Elena's men returned fire, but they were outnumbered and outmaneuvered. Sam used the distraction to grab one of the fallen guns, her instincts kicking in as she took out the nearest attacker.
Lucky joined her, the two of them moving in sync as they fought their way out of the crossfire.
Elena, however, was nowhere to be seen. Sam spotted her slipping out a side door and started after her.
The chase.
Sam sprinted through the maze of corridors, her breath coming in short bursts as she closed the distance between herself and Elena. The older woman was fast, but Sam's determination pushed her forward.
Elena!
Sam shouted, her voice echoing off the walls.
It's over. Stop running.
Elena didn't answer. She rounded a corner, and when Sam followed, she found herself face to face with the other woman, a gun pointed at her chest.
You're persistent, Elena said, her voice tinged with admiration.
I'll give you that. But you're an over your head cross. You don't understand who you're dealing with.
Sam's grip on her own weapon tightened.
Then explain it to me. Tell me who the broker is.
Elena's lips curled into a bitter smile.
You're not ready for that truth.
Before Sam could respond, the sound of approaching footsteps interrupted them.
Lucky appeared, his gun drawn.
Drop it, Elena, he said.
Elena hesitated, her gaze flicking between Sam and Lucky. Then, with a resigned sigh, she lowered her weapon.
Lucky moved in to secure her, but before he could, Elena lunged, knocking him off balance.
In the scuffle, she managed to escape through a side door.
Sam started after her, but Lucky grabbed her arm.
Let her go. We've got what we need.
Sam wanted to argue, but she knew he was right.
Elena might have escaped, but the information they had uncovered would be enough to unravel her plans and bring them one step closer to the broker.
The fallout.
Back at her apartment, Sam reviewed the documents she and Lucky had recovered. The pieces of the puzzle were coming together, but there were still gaps, questions that only the broker could answer. Her phone buzzed, and she glanced at the screen. It was a message from Adrian Kane.
Elena's finished.
The broker wants to meet.
Tomorrow night.
Be ready.
Sam's breath caught. The moment she had been waiting for was finally here.
But as she stared at the message, she couldn't shake the feeling that she was walking into another trap. The stakes had never been higher, but Sam was ready. She would face the broker, uncover the truth, and end this once and for all, even if it cost her everything.
Chapter 8. All or Nothing.
The air was heavy with tension as Sam stood outside the decrepit factory where she was set to meet the broker. The message from Adrian Kane had been clear, but its brevity left her uneasy. Every instinct screamed that this meeting was a trap, yet she knew she couldn't back out. The answers she sought, and her survival, depended on what happened tonight. She adjusted the gun holstered beneath her jacket and stepped into the shadows of the factory. The faint hum of machinery echoed in the cavernous space, mingling with the steady drip of water from the ceiling. Ahead, a single light illuminated a makeshift table surrounded by four chairs. Three figures were already seated, their faces obscured in the dim light. One of them was Adrian Kane. The players revealed.
Miss Cross, Adrian said, his tone cordial, but laced with caution. I'm glad you decided to join us. Sam's gaze swept over the other two figures. One was a wiry man with sharp features and cold eyes. The other was a woman with a commanding presence, her expression unreadable. Sam felt a chill as she realized who the woman must be. You're the broker, Sam said, her voice steady. The woman smiled faintly, leaning back in her chair. And you're the resourceful Miss Cross. I've heard much about you. Sam forced herself to remain calm, her mind racing as she tried to read the room. I'm honored, though I'm curious why someone with your influence would want to meet me personally. The broker tilted her head, studying Sam like a predator, sizing up its prey. Because you've been meddling in my affairs. I don't like loose ends, and I certainly don't like surprises. Sam's pulse quickened, but she didn't let it show. If you didn't want surprises, you should have chosen better allies. Elena's been siphoning money from under your nose, and now the entire cartel is on the verge of imploding. The broker's smile didn't waver. Bold words. But you're mistaken if you think I didn't know about Elena's activities. Sam raised an eyebrow. Then why let her continue? Unless she was just a pawn. The room fell silent, the tension thick enough to cut with a knife. Adrian shifted uncomfortably in his seat, his gaze darting between Sam and the broker. The broker's smile faded. Enough games, Miss Cross. You're here because I want to know what you really want. Justice? Revenge? Or something more? Personals? Sam hesitated, knowing this moment would define the rest of her mission. I want the truth, she said finally. I want to know why my brother was killed and who gave the order.
The reveal.
The broker exchanged a glance with Adrian before leaning forward, her voice low and deliberate. Your brother was a liability. He thought he could outsmart us, steal from us, and walk away unscathed. He was wrong. Sam's breath hitched, but she kept her expression neutral. So you had him killed. I had no choice, the broker said, her tone cold. He knew too much. But you, Miss Cross, you're different. You've proven yourself resourceful, adaptable, and unyielding. Qualities I value. Sam clenched her fists beneath the table, her mind reeling. Her brother's death had been a calculated decision, a means to an end. And now, the broker was offering her a place at the table, a seat among the very people she had sworn to bring down. The offer. You're offering me a job? Sam asked, her voice tinged with disbelief. The broker smiled again. Think of it as an opportunity. You've already proven you can survive in this world. Imagine what you could achieve with the right backing. Sam's gaze flicked to Adrian, who remained silent, his expression unreadable. Then back to the broker. And if I refuse? The broker's smile vanished. Then you leave here in a body bag. Sam's heart pounded, but she kept her voice calm. I'll consider your offer, but I'll need assurances. If I join you, I want control over Elena's operation. The broker's eyes narrowed, but she nodded slowly. Fair enough. Adrian will handle the details. You'll have 24 hours to give me your decision. The escape. As Sam left the factory, her mind raced. The broker's offer was a trap, but it also presented an opportunity, a chance to destroy the cartel from within. She needed time to think, to plan her next move. But time was a luxury she didn't have. The sound of footsteps behind her snapped her out of her thoughts. She turned, her hand instinctively reaching for her gun, only to find Adrian Kane standing a few feet away. You're playing a dangerous game, Cross, Adrian said, his voice low.
So are you, Sam replied.
Why are you really here? Adrian hesitated, then stepped closer. Because I'm not as loyal to the broker as she thinks. Elena's betrayal was the tipping point, but the truth is, this entire operation is rotten. If you're serious about taking her down, I might be able to help. Sam studied him, searching for any sign of deception. Why should I trust you? You shouldn't, Adrian said with a faint smile. But if we don't work together, we're both dead. The turning point. Back at her apartment, Sam pored over the documents and photos she had gathered, piecing together the puzzle. Adrian's offer of help was risky, but it could be the key to bringing the broker down. The question was whether she could trust him, or whether he was leading her into another trap. Her phone buzzed, and she saw a new message from an unknown number. "Tick-tock, Ms. Cross. The clock is running out." Sam stared at the message, her jaw tightening. The broker wasn't just testing her. She was issuing a challenge. And Sam intended to rise to it. The battle lines were drawn, and there was no turning back now. The only question was who would survive the final confrontation. Chapter 9. The Final Gambit. Sam stared at the burner phone resting on her desk. The message from the broker had been clear. She had 24 hours to decide whether to join their operation or face the consequences. But the stakes were too high for her to simply comply. If she agreed, she'd be complicit in the very organization that had destroyed her brother's life. If she refused, she wouldn't live to see another sunrise. The only option was to take the broker down. She glanced at the evidence spread across her desk. Photos of Elena's meetings, transaction records, and the burner phone she'd recovered. Each piece was a thread, and together they formed a web of betrayal and corruption that could dismantle the cartel. But to bring it all together, she needed Adrian Kane's cooperation. Sam picked up her phone and dialed Adrian's number. He answered on the second ring. "Adrian," she said, her voice calm but firm. "We need to meet. Tonight. The plan." Adrian arrived at Sam's apartment an hour later, his demeanor cautious but intrigued. He stepped inside, his sharp eyes scanning the room before settling on the evidence spread out before him. "You've been busy," he said, his tone neutral. "I've had to be," Sam replied, gesturing for him to sit. "You said you want to bring the broker down. Here's your chance." Adrian leaned forward, studying the documents. "This is impressive, but it's not enough. The broker is protected by layers of plausible deniability. We need something that directly ties her to the cartel's operations." Sam nodded. "We lure her into a situation where she has to expose herself. But to do that, we'll need leverage and a lot of luck." Adrian's lips quirked into a faint smile. "I've got a little luck left. What's the plan?" Sam outlined her strategy, her voice steady despite the enormity of the task. They would set a trap for the broker, using the evidence they had to force her hand. It would require coordination, timing, and absolute precision. One wrong move, and they'd both be dead. The setup. The next day, Sam and Adrian put their plan into motion. They leaked false information to the broker, hinting that a high-value shipment had been compromised. The bait was designed to draw her out, forcing her to personally oversee the operation and secure the shipment herself. The location was an abandoned dockyard on the city's outskirts, a place where loyalty could be tested and alliances could be broken. Sam and Adrian ensured that the setup appeared authentic, complete with a shipment of counterfeit goods and a network of lookouts to sell the illusion. As night fell, the dockyard came alive with activity. Armed guards patrolled the perimeter, their presence a clear sign that the broker had taken the bait. Sam watched from a concealed vantage point, her nerves taut as she scanned the scene. "She's here," Adrian murmured, his voice barely audible. Sam followed his gaze and spotted the broker stepping out of a sleek black SUV. Her demeanor was as composed as ever, but the sharpness in her eyes betrayed her unease. She was accompanied by two enforcers, their hands resting on their weapons as they flanked her. "It's time," Sam said, her voice steady. "The confrontation." Sam and Adrian stepped out of the shadows, their presence drawing immediate attention. The broker's guards raised their weapons, but she held up a hand, signaling them to stand down. "Miss Cross," the broker said, her tone cold but measured. "I wasn't expecting you." Sam smiled faintly. "I thought it was time we had an honest conversation." The broker arched an eyebrow. "Honesty? That's a rare commodity in our line of work." "Maybe," Sam said, stepping closer. "But I think we both know that your house of cards is about to come crashing down. I have everything I need to expose you. Every transaction. Every betrayal." The broker's expression didn't waver, but her eyes narrowed. "And what do you want in exchange for your silence?" "I want justice," Sam replied, her voice firm. "For my brother. For everyone you've destroyed." The broker's lips curved into a faint smile. "Justice is a luxury, Miss Cross. And it's one you can't afford. Before Sam could respond, the sound of approaching sirens filled the air. Her heart raced as she realized Adrian's contingency plan had worked. He had tipped off law enforcement, ensuring they would arrive just as the broker's operation was exposed. "You set me up," the broker said, her calm demeanor cracking for the first time. Sam met her gaze, her voice steady. "You gave me no choice. The fallout." As the sirens grew louder, chaos erupted. The broker's guards scrambled to secure the area, but it was too late. Law enforcement descended on the dockyard, their presence overwhelming. Sam and Adrian slipped away in the confusion, their mission accomplished. Later, as Sam watched the news coverage of the raid, a mix of relief and exhaustion washed over her. The broker had been arrested, her operation dismantled. Elena's betrayal had been exposed, and the cartel's power structure had been shattered. But the victory felt hollow. David's death couldn't be undone, and the scars of her journey would stay with her forever. Sam knew she had won. But at what cost? A new beginning. Weeks later, Sam stood at her brother's grave, the weight of everything she had endured pressing down on her. The evidence she had gathered had ensured that justice was served, but it hadn't brought her peace. "I did it, David," she said quietly. "I made them pay. But I don't know if it was enough." As the wind rustled through the trees, Sam felt a sense of closure begin to take root. The battle was over, but her life was just beginning. Turning away from the grave, she walked toward her car, her steps steady and resolute. She had survived the game, outsmarted her enemies, and carved out a place for herself in a world that had tried to destroy her. But she also knew one thing for certain. The art of manipulation was a skill she would never stop honing. Chapter 10, Reckoning. The courtroom was packed with reporters and spectators as the trial of the broker began. The once untouchable leader of a sprawling cartel empire now sat behind a defense table, her confident demeanor chipped away by months of revelations and damning evidence. Sam watched from the back of the room, her face unreadable. This was the moment she had fought for, a public reckoning for the woman who had ordered her brother's murder and orchestrated years of corruption. But as the prosecution presented its case, Sam felt a strange emptiness. The justice she had sought so fervently now felt like a hollow victory. The broker's downfall hadn't brought David back, nor had it erased the scars she carried from her dangerous game. A final meeting. After the trial recessed for the day, Sam made her way to the holding area, where she had arranged a meeting with the broker. The guards allowed her inside, their expressions curious but silent. The broker sat in a steel chair, her hands cuffed in front of her. Despite her circumstances, she exuded a quiet power. "Well," the broker said, her voice cool. "The Avenger herself. To what do I owe the pleasures?" Sam crossed her arms, leaning against the wall. "I wanted to see you one last time. Closure?" the broker asked, raising an eyebrow. "Or gloatings?" "Neither," Sam replied. "I wanted to ask you something." The broker's lips curved into a faint smile. "By all means, why David?" Sam asked, her voice steady. "What did he do that was so threatening you had to kill him?" The broker leaned back in her chair, studying Sam with a calculating gaze. David was ambitious. He wanted more than his place in the organization allowed. He thought he could play both sides, steal from me while feeding information to outsiders. "I warned him, but he didn't listen." Sam's chest tightened, but she refused to let her emotions show. "You're saying he was a traitor?" "I'm saying he made a choice," the broker replied. "A poor one. Just like you." Sam stepped closer, her voice low and firm. "I'm not like him. I beat you." The broker's smile widened.
"Did you?
Look around, Miss Cross. My organization may be in shambles, but the pieces will come back together. They always do. And as for you, you've burned every bridge to get here. Tell me, what do you have left?" Sam stared at her for a long moment before turning on her heel and walking out. The broker's words lingered, but Sam refused to let them shake her. She had made her choices, and she would live with them. Loose ends. The following weeks were a whirlwind of investigations, arrests, and fallout. Vincent DeLuca had vanished, his empire fractured, but not entirely dismantled. Adrian Kane had disappeared as well, leaving behind a cryptic message for Sam. The game is never truly over. Stay sharp. Sam spent her days cooperating with law enforcement, providing evidence that would ensure the cartel's key players faced justice. But at night, she found herself haunted by memories of her brother, of the choices she had made, and of the thin line she had walked between hero and villain. A new path. Months later, Sam stood on a windswept beach, the ocean stretching endlessly before her. She had left the city behind, seeking solace in the quiet isolation of a coastal town. Here, she hoped to rebuild her life, free from the shadows of the cartel and the weight of her past. But even as she tried to move forward, the skills she had honed, the manipulation, the cunning, the ability to read and outmaneuver anyone, remained part of her. She knew she could never fully escape the person she had become. One evening, as she watched the sun dip below the horizon, her phone buzzed with a message from an unknown number. Opportunity awaits. Are you ready to play again? Sam stared at the screen, her mind racing. She thought of the life she had left behind, the battles she had fought, and the sacrifices she had made. A part of her yearned for the simplicity of a quiet life, but another part, the part that had survived the cartel, felt a familiar thrill. With a faint smile, she typed a reply. Always. Epilogue. In a world where power and betrayal were currency, Sam Harrington had learned the ultimate truth. Survival wasn't about strength, it was about adaptability. The art of manipulation had saved her life and brought justice to her brother. And now, as she stepped into an uncertain future, she knew one thing for sure. The game was far from over.